seniors helping seniors are here to make sure that every senior, we want to make sure that we bring a difference in the lives of seniors
mm-hmm.
by enhancing their ongoing independent lifestyle.
Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime on the internet, in your browser, WFPR.FM, or in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial. Yeah, the dial, maybe the knobs, push buttons, 102.9 is the number you can preset. Here in the office of Seniors Helping Seniors, talking with Mithun Parsham. Mithun, thank you for doing this.
Thank you for the opportunity, Steve. It's indeed a lovely day today after the cold weather which we had.
It's warmer and we noticed the difference.
Exactly. So it's a perfect day to do this.
So Seniors Helping Seniors, tell us a little bit about your background then, how you ended up in this role.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll give you my history, my journey in America, and I'll walk you through the phase of my life and how I ended up with Seniors Helping Seniors organization.
Mm-hmm.
So I came to United States with every other possible immigrant who has the dream of making it big in this wonderful country. So I came here to get my master's degree, and I graduated with a biotechnology major with my master's degree from Texas Tech University. So science has always been a big puzzling subject to me as I was growing up. So I always wanted to find some solution for mankind through
mm-hmm.
through research. So that's why I was always in a healthcare environment or science field. So once I graduated with my degree, I did spend quite a few number of years doing basic life science research.
Okay.
So I was working to find some cure for type 1 diabetes. And then eventually I worked at the Harvard Medical School in one of the biggest labs over there.
Mm-hmm.
I did some fascinating research trying to understand the cell endocytosis mechanism. So
what was that again?
Cell endocytosis mechanism.
Okay.
Just to simplify things, it's the mechanism through which things go inside the cell, how they absorb it.
Oh, so the interactions of the cell with the rest
with
of the
substrates,
body,
what you
blood,
eat,
whatever.
Exactly.
Right.
The drugs which you take, how they interact, and all that stuff. It was a great experience. So my pursuit was always to do something, find something which could help or benefit the well-being of a human.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I had some great publications in some wonderful journals like Science Journal,
okay.
to call out specifically. And then eventually I wanted to get the taste of the corporate world. So I joined, I've worked for a few startup biotech companies
mm-hmm.
and also some big biotech firms. And even there, I was working as a field application scientist, where I was trying to solve problems for customers with the technology that the companies used to sell.
Whatever was available, they could
exactly.
apply here to do this for that person.
Exactly.
Right.
And I was in the genomic space, and the company was selling sequencing machines. So I used to go train customers and tell them how best they could utilize this particular
mm-hmm.
machine for their research. So all this, I had a very peaceful life. It was going in a cruise mode, and I had a job, have a family. But then as I was aging, I don't want to say as I was getting old.
Every day we all get older, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. And then corporate world was taking a toll on me, and I was questioning myself, why do I have to prove myself again and again
right.
to grow in
yeah.
my career? So I took a step back, and I just thought of doing something meaningful and purposeful. And the fact that personally, because of the distance factor and other constraints in my situation as an immigrant, I didn't get an opportunity to spend the golden years of my grandparents' lives.
Ah,
so
right.
never had a chance to meet them And they passed away very well without any health issues. Mm-hmm. I'm happy for that. But the fact that they have helped out in many ways in molding my personality, educating me with the morally right things to do. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't give back to them. So at that moment, I took a step back and I decided I explored what can I do for the elderly community? Okay. How can I help seniors?
Sure.
So I did a lot of market research, a lot of scientific research, and I definitely felt that there are a lot of seniors who don't have the family support system or any sort of support system to help them out. Mm-hmm. And there's so much need out there. And I decided, I gave up my corporate job and I decided I jumped all in into this. And since this is something new to me, it's not biotechnology as I was doing before. So I thought franchising would be a best option.
Sure.
So, and then when I inquired about this, I reached out to Seniors Helping Seniors organization.
Okay.
I really felt connected because of their mission and the philosophy that they have. And the mission is pretty straightforward, simple. It's serve as many seniors as possible,
okay,
and give them that independence of the life that they have been existing and hearing them out patiently. So all these factors made me join with them. And back in February, it all started and I did all the trainings that are needed, all the licenses that are needed to execute this kind of services.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Eventually May came in, and in May 2025, in the first week of the May, I opened up doors for people in the community and started introducing myself to everybody around and hoping to find clients or people who are in need of these services.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the journey of Seniors Helping Seniors started in my life. And today I'm completely vested into this, and I've been loving every minute of Seniors Helping Seniors.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of people I interact with, the kind of people I hire, everybody has a story to share, and this has been an absolute journey so far.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, and we had talked earlier and agreed that, yeah, we needed to come back and record this to share your story, which is what we're about to do at this point. So the corporate structure is provided by Seniors Helping Seniors, but you have a local franchise based here in Franklin, and then you can service, you know, your arena as you develop. So it may not just be Franklin, it could be Rentham or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever the people need the services, then you can provide.
Exactly. Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's how the franchising things work. You basically have to select your areas of services that you want to serve. And since I being a local of Franklin, and I live in Franklin, and I have established my office here, I thought giving my services back to the place I mm-hmm. have enjoyed living is
sure.
thought would be a good starting point. And that's why I want to first serve the people in Franklin. And it's going to start in Franklin, but we go all the way up to Norwood, Dover, Foxborough, Walpole.
So you've got a good chunk of the
exactly.
Mass community, but kind of that central west,
mm-hmm.
metro west arena.
Yeah, it's very hard to put a name for my territory, but it's most of the south part of Norfolk County.
Okay.
And I touch a little bit of Bristol and Plymouth counties
sure.
as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We're kind of unique in that. Clearly, as we grew, as the state grew, Franklin certainly became kind of a railroad hub, and thereby it's kind of still isolated somewhat because the railroads mostly disappeared other than the MBTA.
Exactly.
And others like Milford, Worcester, and others grew up around, but now as we've grown, and this is one of the key areas, statistically says that we were about 20% senior population. We're growing to be more like 28-30% over the next few years. So
mm-hmm.
you're in a hot spot, at least in terms of a business opportunity perspective.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, the percentage of people aging is definitely growing.
Right.
Yeah. And it's, as you said, those stats live true for Franklin as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, the goal is to identify people who are in need and help them as best as we can.
Right. So it sounds like you're looking for people who are kind of in a sweet spot. They're not so developed, if you will, with some of the age issues that they require specific, you know, therapy, services, et cetera. But before they get there is kind of where your arena is. Is that fair?
That's a fair comment. Yeah, that's a fair understanding, I would say. Basically, you would say anywhere beyond people who are above 75 or and above would need, I would be providing services too. Mm-hmm. But the good, the other advantage of this organization, as the name sounds, seniors helping seniors,
right,
is it isn't, we also are an organization who give an opportunity for people who have just retired and feeling lonely, sitting at home or mm-hmm. bored. So this kind of gives an opportunity to that demographic who wants to give back something to the community. And caregiving is something where people feel very rewarding
mm-hmm.
and enjoying.
Sure.
Because it's an opportunity to meet people whom you can relate to
yeah.
and understand their pain points so that the engagement is much more enhanced. So we are, in short, we are an organization for seniors and by seniors.
Okay, so you're kind of building that peer-to-peer support.
Exactly.
In a structured way.
It,
the volunteers, if you will, but they would become your employees, certainly would go through some training depending upon what background they're bringing to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would identify, you know, the patients or the people who are needing the care, and then kind of match the two.
Perfect. Yeah, that's how you put it. That you put it in the right way. It's a peer-to-peer model, and we absolutely, you don't need to have any specific certifications or any kind of licenses to execute a caregiving job. But it depends on that service that's needed.
Correct.
Say hypothetically speaking, if somebody all they need is a companionship.
Sure.
Yeah. There's no a degree called how good you could do as a companion, right? So it's a
coffee with Mithun or coffee with Steve. That's not a requirement.
Exactly. What we are doing now is a companionship.
Sure.
Right. So yeah, we just understand people's personality mm-hmm. and see what kind of interests or hobbies that overlap with the person who is needing for service.
Right.
And we take pride in matching that.
Yeah.
So that's one other differentiating factor of our organization, is that not only we hire seniors, but we strictly see what are the overlapping hobbies. Are there any personality traits mm-hmm. that match between both
right.
parties, the caregiver and the client?
Right.
So we make that, we get that understanding, and then we pair up the right person.
Mm-hmm.
Because it creates a better relationship
sure.
between a senior to the other senior.
Yeah. So let's walk through that. So on the senior looking to help somebody,
mm-hmm.
what's that first process? You would go to your website and say, hey, I want to help. How do I do this?
You could hop onto our website or you could call us in at 508-595-8939 and you would have to fill in a quick 2-minute application
mm-hmm.
online. And once we receive the application, we would just call you and set up do a quick phone screen. And after the phone screen, we would call you and meet you in person,
sure.
understand you better.
Yep.
And if all goes well, and we also do a background check of every candidate that
mm-hmm.
we hire.
Right.
And if everything looks good, then we're going to do an orientation program where you get trained with things that you're supposed to do and supposed to not to do when you're at client's
right.
place.
At least kind of the basic guidelines. As
absolutely.
To, yeah.
Because it's an absolute, it's... You're doing a service involving people
mm-hmm.
and you're asking for strangers to go to strangers' place.
Correct.
So you have to provide an environment where everybody feels comfortable having
correct.
Others.
Yeah, trustworthy.
Exactly. So only if I gain that trust from the person whom I'm interviewing,
mm-hmm.
if I see the sense of passion in him or her,
yep.
saying that they are here to help. This is not a money-making job. So the people are here just to for the passion of helping others.
Right. If they get compensated, but that's it's not going to be the winning the lottery.
Exactly. It's not that you're going to become rich or anything, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So once I identify that they are indeed for here for the purpose of helping others, then you are on our team.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what we look for the people whom we are hiring.
Right. So then on the other side, either somebody who is self-identifying or potentially a family member saying so-and-so needs some help, they again would go to the website and start the process.
Yeah, it's the same place. Either call or go on the website. And so what happens is when we are on call with the family member or the person needing service, we try to understand what exactly are the services that are needed.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What are they looking for? You can at least define that you're in the space I can help with.
Correct. So either it could be companionship or if running some errands for them,
mm-hmm,
or taking them to doctor appointments,
okay,
taking out them to movies or grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
So, and beyond that, we also provide personal care services for
okay
people who have limitations with their mobility. We could we also offer assistance with daily activity livings. So once we understand that these are indeed the services that we could provide, then the next step in the process with the client or the family member who is looking,
mm-hmm,
for
sure,
a service is schedule a in-home assessment, which is absolutely of no cost. So that is why I want to urge people, even though if you think you might not need the service, just call me. Like, we can walk through and then have a free in-home assessment.
Mm-hmm.
There's no cost associated.
Yeah.
Then it's up to you or the family to decide whether is this what you actually need.
Mm-hmm.
So in the in-home assessment, my goal when we go out to talk to people who are in need, or here we call it as clients or the senior. So the goal is to understand their personality and the needs that they're asking for. And after we have a good sense of what exactly is needed, we come up with a care plan. We draft up a care plan,
okay,
for them.
Yep.
So that care plan calls out for all the tasks that needs to be achieved when the service begins.
Right. If there's some very specific things, a la errands, etc., those are listed there.
Correct.
Otherwise, there may be, over time, you could clearly redefine or adjust what's required.
And this care plan it evolves.
Sure.
Some people might get better at certain things,
mm-hmm,
or they're just coming out from a surgery and they're recuperating and they're
through
recovering.
Through a rehab process,
yeah,
whatever. Right.
So we revisit this. So it's not like this is what's going to happen for the entirety.
Forever.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So you do like a periodic check-in, whether monthly, quarterly, something
oh, yeah,
like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right now I'm on a weekly touch point with every client that
okay
we have on our in our organization. And so far, everything has been going great.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only about the client feedback. We also take the feedback from caregivers.
The service provider.
Correct. Yeah.
Right.
Just
right
to understand if they are feeling safe.
Sure.
Are they getting fatigued with mm-hmm the services that they're offering for, right? So making sure that everybody is in a happy and a peaceful environment is my target when
mm-hmm
I collect feedback. And I'm not saying I am the perfect or the like a no error company, but everybody
right
makes mistakes. But the learning is not to repeat the mistakes,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
So far, God has been kind to me, and things are going smoothly. And I think I found a great team of caregivers who are reliable, consistent, empathetic, and compassionate.
Mm-hmm. And then at least the feedback that you're getting on from the patient side is confirming that so far. So.
Exactly. I didn't have to swap anybody. Everybody has been happy
so
with
the
whom.
The matching process itself is working.
Working.
As well.
That's the example. Yeah. Those are my at least few number of examples that I can give you that
sure
the matching criteria is indeed working well.
Because you've got multiple variables there, thinking kind of an equation, going back to either the math or the science piece, and you've got an individual who clearly gave you some outlines. They want to do this, they want to do that. You did the visit, but even if it's 2-3 hours, there's still a lifetime of that person that you don't necessarily know.
No.
But you need to know at least some of the key points that can match on the other side who, okay, you've met with the person, they seem passionate, they seem helpful, et cetera, but you still don't know all the skills and abilities that they have either. So they're still in an evolution on both sides to that extent.
Oh, yeah. I think you nailed a good point here. It's you can't understand the whole person's personality in 2-3 hours of home assessment, right? But at least what we try to capture is what are the best or favorite things to do. Mm-hmm. Because say somebody likes to play a puzzle or a rummy cube. So making sure that maybe playing puzzle is a trigger, like a starting point for that relationship to establish.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives an opportunity to kick off that relationship.
Yep.
But eventually, as you said, you spend more and more time. Now I think the caregiver knows more insights about my client, right?
Because while you're playing, anybody who's ever played a game, and I'll use myself as the example, you're having conversations about the game, yes, but you're having conversations about everything else that's going on too.
Correct.
And that's where both the insights and maybe the recognition on the patient, client, senior side, if we can do this, maybe we can do that. Both of those can kind of happen.
Yeah, that's what happened actually. So now they go out for lunches. They go
out. So they're building relationships amongst the two of them.
Exactly.
As well.
They go out to do their hair, nails done.
Sure.
Which she felt not doing like before.
Okay.
But it just opens up doors for different avenues of companionship.
Cool. And clearly there's some compensation for the volunteer / caregiver, but there's a cost as well on the patient side. Is some of that covered via insurance, or is that in that gray area still? That
no, unfortunately, none of these services are covered via insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel sad about it, but that's the state of the world right now. Is this is all private pay.
Okay.
And we are priced at a certain price point per hour.
Right.
But the good part, thing which sets us apart is we are only at a 2-hour minimum. So you could just utilize our service for 2 hours for the whole week. Mm-hmm. But the only thing is we have to make sure that shift is for 2 hours.
Right. Or at least account for some, base point in terms of whatever the travel is, et cetera.
For the caregiver to come all the way out to you,
right.
They should feel it justify that at least they spend 2 hours.
Yeah, don't knock on the door and say, I'm here for 15 minutes and leave.
No, that wouldn't be,
No, that's counter to building a relationship that way.
Yeah.
You need to have some time.
And people have started off with us with only 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
but eventually they added more because they liked the company.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I'll promise you, try it out. You will definitely increase the time you want to spend with the caregiver by yourself.
Well, and I think the incentive, at least to give it the try, that the online application and that first assessment, that's risk-free because there's no cost involved in that. So you're at least getting exposed to you. I mean, who are you? Just coming in, right? And then getting that warm and fuzzy, hopefully, that, this is something that truly will work. So whether it's 2, 4, 6, whatever, you start and then the process evolves.
Yeah, at least, making yourself aware of about the resources that are available.
Mm-hmm.
So is also helpful with the home assessment, right?
Sure.
You need not want to go with us, but at least during the conversations, now that I have been in this industry, I know what are all the other resources which I can't offer.
That was one of my next things to get to. So clearly we're doing this to create the awareness, but you've been doing, and I know you've been at the senior center, you've probably been to other of those similar resource providers in this space,
mm-hmm.
to also do that kind of networking, make sure they're aware of the services you can provide, as well as you're aware of the services they can provide. So if something comes up, I can do this, but they can do that for you.
Exactly. So it's an opportunity to learn about what other services are out there, which could enhance your living, right? So, so far, the events I went to, the networking groups I have been part of, I have been learning a lot of stuff. And I didn't know there are services like these existed for seniors. Yeah. So eventually a day might come where we would have to move to an assisted living facility, right? Mm-hmm. Depending on what the need is. So definitely I trust some people whom I can recommend. Like say this place would be the best thing to go. They treat you well. They give you your independence and all other aspects of the services, right? So yeah, it's just the... See, when I started this business, I'm not like a super extrovert guy. I don't have that personality. So mm-hmm. I always was a little bit hesitant of, do I think I really could manage talking to people?
Mm-hmm.
But trust me, I mean, I have increased my hours of talking in a day so much.
Just in part of the interview process on both sides, you're going to have to talk with the people for sure.
Exactly. So it's been very... rewarding. I mean, even though if people don't sign up, but at least knowing them, knowing their story and their background,
right?
It's just heart filling to me,
mm-hmm.
and I keep doing this forever. And other fact also is I just want to call out Franklin Senior Center, who have been an amazing resource, not only for me, for the local community in Franklin.
Yeah, it's an amazing happening place all the time. Absolutely.
Yeah, I do want to give a shout out to them. I mean, the amount of activities they host and they conduct is farly,
mm-hmm.
it's impossible to imagine.
Right.
They do a lot.
They do.
I always, if not everybody can afford my services, right? Because there's an pay aspect, financial aspect.
There's a price point for that.
Correct.
And it's private at this point, so.
Yeah. But I do recommend people I tell them, hey, go check out Senior Center.
Mm-hmm.
This could be a good starting point.
Yeah.
There are some very good programs where they help out people with dementia.
Correct.
Right? Or any other activities, like craft activities.
Definitely.
So they keep doing something or the other.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'll put a plug in as well, because I meet with them on a monthly basis to talk about what's coming in the next month.
Yeah.
And it's astounding the variety of... And we only talk about kind of the high points of the new things, the special events. There's this whole host of regular. Every Monday is this. Every Tuesday is this. Every Wednesday is this. And then from a calendar perspective, people may be aware, I manage kind of the community calendar. Between the senior center and the library, there are so many events. I don't put them on the community calendar because it would just simply overwhelm it.
Yeah.
I just have kind of the special events, not to diminish the other two. But then what I do is I take a screenshot of both of those calendars and put it out there, because that's the quickest, easiest way to say, look it. All these things are happening, and between the library and the senior center, you could be busy every single hour.
I agree with you, Steve. So I subscribed for the Franklin Senior Center calendar and also the library calendar.
Right.
And my calendar went crazy. I couldn't. There was no more space for me to fill my own stuff. So
things get lost. It's like, what's going on? There's so much going on.
Exactly. So I had to create a separate email so that I could get a different calendar.
Sure.
So yeah, I definitely want to encourage people to visit the senior center.
Mm-hmm.
Just swing by. I mean, there's always something happening.
Right.
Some learning sessions happening as well.
Yeah,
if you want to... People providing different kind of services. They come out, like I did once. They offer lunch and they provide some seminar sessions. So it's a good opportunity to...
It is. There is quite a variety. They've got, you know, learn how to play cribbage.
Yeah.
Kimberly O'Brien, as a neuropsychologist, if I recall properly her title, comes in to talk about kind of the brain activity pieces and some of the science behind that. Which is fascinating. I've learned stuff by going to those sessions. And the questions she gets are just like, really? Where? Oh, okay. And yeah, they have for the blind, hard of sight. There are so many services available, as well as breakfast and lunch at a reduced cost for the community. So it's just go have lunch or breakfast and sit at a table and find out what's going on. And who knows where that's going to take you.
Yeah, it's an absolute no-brainer to go there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's affordable and doesn't
and cost it's convenient.
You. Convenient, yeah.
And if you're even limited in mobility, with the new van, you could call and get a schedule for delivery there, because that's free within Franklin, at least currently.
Oh, really?
Okay. Gatra also, I believe, delivers, but I'm not sure if that's free or if it's a dollar. But either way, it's a minimal cost to get transportation to mm-hmm. the senior center.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if anybody needs a ride, I'm also here.
That could be one of the services you provide.
Yeah. We do have a client who has one of the thing to do in her care plan is to go every Wednesdays to Franklin Senior Center.
Sure. Yes. That's perfect place. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, see, the reason why I'm talking so much about Franklin Senior Center is I have seen the differences with the other towns.
Right.
What's happening,
right.
What's not happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they are this Franklin definitely ranks right at the top
mm-hmm.
in the amount of activities they do.
Yeah. Yeah, with all due respect, the other communities have a senior center, but not with the breadth or the number of hours for those services being provided.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I go there, even for lunch or breakfast, I'm always meeting people who are from elsewhere.
Yeah,
because there are so many people. And there's no stigma around it. You're in the senior center. You're in a familiar place. And you're just doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not tagged, you know, I'm an outsider, I'm an insider. You're there.
Yeah, that's nobody all that asks you which town are you from. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Right. This has been fascinating. Hopefully the people have learned some things about either becoming a client senior or volunteering to help. Is there something else that we haven't covered yet that we need to leave the folks with?
No, I just want to give a tip to everybody. I'm a firm believer of health is wealth.
Mm.
And make sure you get those doctor appointments done on mm-hmm. a regular basis.
Sure.
Don't skip them. And anything related to mental health, do not ignore.
Right.
Get your neurological test done.
Yep.
When you hit certain point, because it's good to catch the signs of dementia as early as possible so that you could saturate its progression
mm-hmm.
for a longer time. Because if you ignore the symptoms, the cognitive decline is just exponential, and you just don't want to end up in that situation.
Right.
And it can ultimately lead you to Alzheimer's.
Right.
So this is something which I will, as holidays are coming, you're going to meet a lot of elderly family folks or people, all your family members and friends. So have those conversations. If you see somebody is a little disoriented, educate them, make sure that they get their checkups done. So this is something which I want to leave out to the people
mm-hmm.
out there who's going to hear this podcast. So health is wealth. So
right.
That's the priority in the life should
yeah.
be. So make
yeah.
sure you
put another little quick tie back to the senior center, because at least periodically, and I believe it's Thursday, there's a nurse that can do like blood pressure checks.
Yeah.
So rather than waiting for your annual visit or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
you can sign up to get that at the senior center for nothing.
Yeah. See, that's absolutely wonderful.
And it's just those kind of status points, those indicators that if you catch it earlier
mm-hmm.
or as early as you can, then you've got some help
exactly.
available. Yeah.
Yeah. The sooner you catch the progression, the longevity is your
mm-hmm.
lifespan is.
Sure.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Well, we are all here to just to give you a recap. Seniors Helping Seniors are here to make sure that every senior has, we want to make sure that we bring a difference in the lives of seniors
mm-hmm.
by enhancing their ongoing independent lifestyle.
Right.
And this, we firmly believe, can be achieved by having a mature friend by your side
mm-hmm.
who can listen to you, talk to you,
right.
Spend time with you. So that you, everybody feels socially engaged.
Right.
So this is our philosophy that's been, and we want to make sure seniors are aware of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think given the more recent, but it's been somewhat of a development as well. At one point in time, there kind of was the multi-generational home. That hasn't been really in place so much. And mm-hmm. this is, we are trying to attempt to help at least provide some of those peer-to-peer services that you could get otherwise.
Correct. And today's life, I mean, everybody is so busy with their jobs and their own personal mm-hmm. life.
Right.
I personally also sometimes don't pay attention how my parents are feeling, how what's going on mm-hmm. in their life.
Yeah.
I know we do those quick call checks, like sure. talk about yeah. them, tell yeah. love you and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But pay a visit to them, sit in person, engage in more conversations mm-hmm. one-on-one and see yeah. how they're feeling about things and what are the things that they're doing keeping them engaged. So
right.
that, I think that's very important. So open up those dialogues with your elderlies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It needs to be a conversation, not necessarily a trying one or a difficult one, but
yeah.
you need to have the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Well, thank you for spending time to elaborate on this. I think this has been certainly insightful for me and hopefully for the listeners as well. In the show notes, we'll include links to your page, contact info, so people don't have to go scrambling. They'll be able to find that.
That would be wonderful. And thank you for giving me the opportunity, Steve. I have absolutely been your fan since the time I have been in Franklin. you show up on every community event, and your presence on social media has also been very informational, not mm-hmm. only for me and many others living in this community or in this town of Franklin.
Good.
I really appreciate the work that you are doing for the community, making time. You could have done a million other things, but you have given yourself for the betterment of the society. I think there are very few people out there who think that way and do these things.
Thank you. This is part of using my individual skills to give back to the community in the way that I can.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that it's working at least for you, because, we need that feedback periodically.
Yeah. You are the guy whom everybody should know in Franklin, so...
Well, thank you. And the quick reminder, and you may have heard it before if you haven't, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.